swear if he looks up on
that. Hey, Smetters!
Did you really start it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Smetters.
Your eardrums are going to be bursting in the
All right, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
This is take two because we've already recorded it once.
Yeah, because you screwed up.
I did. Y'all, we recorded this once and I was so excited about it. And I went back and listened to it and I sounded so scatterbrained. You couldn't even understand what was going on. So we're doing a take two and we're going to redo it. We're going to redo it right. It's going to be wonderful. Right?
Yep.
So how was your week?
Actually, pretty shitty, Jen. How about you?
Are we going to do this verbatim? How the other one was? Go ahead and tell me about your Angry Birds problem.
Well, I'm still mad about it. You can let it up. You can tell.
He's mad, y'all, because he got a new phone and it reset his Angry Bird game.
I'm on freaking level one, okay? Level one. I had beat every level, and I actually had to wait till the next week before them to create new levels. Now I don't even have all my birds right now. It sucks. I want my bud.
I don't have all my birds.
My bud.
My buds. Okay. Well, my week is awful because they are cutting my phone off in like 4 days, and it's not for any payment issues. It's just because my phone is old. So they're basically like, your phone is way too old, and if you don't get a new one, we're going to cut it off.
It's like you.
Thanks. So I'm freaking out because, come to find out, the new phones don't have home buttons. And I don't know how they work.
You're pitiful.
I know. Wow. So old. So you get to show me how to work my new phone when it gets here.
Actually, the best option would let Armenian.
She would like belittle me like crazy and tell me how stupid I am.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so tonight we are going to talk about Madame Delphine LaLaurie.
Who?
The lady we've already talked about once.
Oh, no, I just wanted you to repeat it.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, way to go.
Well, you got me laughing and it made me cough. So,
Carmen, bro.
Fuck you, Barry.
You cool cats and kittens.
You're so weird. Anyway, I do want to throw a warning out because it involves torture. So, if you have a weak stomach or anything like that.
Not red room torture.
No, not red room torture. Not the good consensual kind.
The good.
Isn't that good? For some people, I guess it is, if you're on 50 Shades of Grey. But no, this episode has a lot of torture. And as I said, if you have a weak stomach, you may just want to wait till next week, or you can just fast forward through it and I'll let you know when we get to it. So with that being said, do you have anything you want to add?
No.
Okay. Well, let's dive on in. All right. So, Marie Delphine McCarty was born in 1780 in New Orleans. New Orleans? Nolens?
Wow.
No, I've been told by my friend from Louisiana, don't ever say that again. She's like, please quit. So, in New Orleans.
What?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have a take three. In New Orleans. New Orleans.
Wash your hair.
Stop talking about my hair.
You got some split ends from hell.
No, I don't. My hair is wonderful. She was born to a white Creole family. And her family moved from Ireland. And she was the second generation to be born in America. She was married three times and had five children who she seemed to love very much in public. Her first two husbands passed away, and now we get to the third and final husband. He was much younger and a doctor. His name was Leonard Louis Nicholas LaLaurie. He wasn't present very much in her day-to-day life and mostly left his wife to her own devices. Stop. In 1831, Madame LaLaurie purchased a three-story mansion at 1140 Royal Street in the French Quarter.
Did she have moose?
Stop it. We'll go over that later. Y'all, if Royal Street sounds familiar, it was in the Vampires of New Orleans episode, and the Count of Saint Germain lived on Royal Street along with the Ursuline Convent is also on Royal Street in the French Quarter. So there's that. A lot of stuff went on there. Please stop. Where was I? In 1831, she purchased her house. Just as many society women did at the time, Madame LaLaurie kept slaves. Most of the city was shocked at how polite she was to them, showing them kindness and even manumitting them in 1819 and 1832.
Even what?
Manumitting, which means releasing them.
Why don't you just say she released them?
Because I like good words. However, soon the rumors began to spread that the politeness exhibited in public may have been an act.
No.
Mm-hmm. Though New Orleans has laws that, quote, protected slaves from unusual and cruel punishments, the conditions at the LaLaurie Mansion were far from adequate.
Adequate.
Thank you. I think I get in such a hurry, like my brain speeds up and I just can't say it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It is. There were rumors that she kept her 70-year-old cook chained to the stove while she was starving. There were others that she was keeping secret slaves for her doctor husband to practice Haitian voodoo medicine on.
Is that her brother husband?
No, there were others, not her brother husband. This isn't sister wives. there were other reports that her cruelty extended to her daughters, who she would punish and whip if they tried to help the slaves in any way. Another report concerned a 12-year-old girl named Leah. Leah was brushing Madame... Wow, did you hear that? Madame LaLaurie?
You're laughing at your own joke.
No, because you just ignore me and try to level up on Angry Birds. While she was brushing Madame LaLaurie's hair, she pulled a little too hard, causing LaLaurie to fly into a mad rage. She started to whip and beat the little girl, and the little girl was terrified that she would end up in the room in the attic, which all the slaves knew. If you went in that room, you were never seen again. So the little girl took off running.
Was there a teleportation device in that room?
What are you talking about?
They go in that room, they leave.
So, the girl was terrified and she took off running. She did not want to be in that room. So she climbed out on the roof and leapt to her death at 12.
Why couldn't you just say she jumped? Why did you leapt?
Witnesses saw LaLaurie burying the girl's corpse, and police were forced to fine her $300 and make her sell 9 of her slaves. Of course, they all looked the other way when she purchased them back. After Leah's death, the locals began to doubt LaLaurie even more than they already were. So when the fire broke out, no one was surprised that her slaves were the last to be found. But there was nothing that could prepare them for what they found. Okay, so when they tried to get in the door, they asked Madame LaLaurie for a key and she wouldn't open the door for them. Her husband even told them they needed to mind their business. Now, y'all, if y'all have a weak stomach, as I said, you may want to fast forward through this part because it is pretty gruesome. So let's talk about what they found. What
did they find?
Well, if I can find my page, there it is. Oh, that's a totally different story.
Wow, you messed up.
Okay. When they got in the door, they were horrified. They found slaves that hadn't been fed and were left to starve. They found a woman that was wrapped in her own intestines. Another woman was found with her mouth sewn shut, but before it was sewn shut, there was animal feces stuffed in there. Slaves had metal bars with spikes around their necks, preventing them from moving their head. Basically, that was a slow death. If they breathed, the more they breathed, the further in the spikes went. So it was only a matter of time until it killed them. Others were put in cages, but actual dog cages, but had their bones broken to fit inside the cage.
That's awful.
I know. Seven slaves were found suspended by their necks with their limbs stretched from one extremity to the other. Dead bodies were found in the attic and corpses that were mutilated beyond recognition. One lady had a gash so deep in her head it was swarming with maggots. I also read on that one that there was, it was either maggots or she stuffed it with caterpillars. So, you know. LaLaurie would even gouge their eyes out and flay their skin. One report claimed that there was a woman whose bones had been broken and reset so that she resembled a crab. After LaLaurie poked holes in the skulls, she kept a wooden spoon handy to stir their brains. LaLaurie also had the arms of a woman amputated and her skin peeled in a circular pattern, making her look like a human caterpillar. Most of the male slaves had their fingernails, eyes, and genitals removed. And that is everything they found when they went in the room, which is pretty awful.
Yeah.
So, what happened after that, you may want to know. All right, so what happened to Miss Madame LaLaurie? Well, she escaped. Everybody had found out what she had done. She had one loyal servant on her staff. Amid the mayhem and flames, her enslaved coachman brought her carriage around and Delphine stepped into it with complete confidence. The mob was stunned. And it is said that the angry citizens tried desperately to hold the horses and snatch her from the carriage. But still, the coachman used his whip and plunged the horses forward, escaping the crowd. He drove the escape route and delivered her to a schooner waiting at the docks of the New Orleans Navigation Company on Lake Pontchartrain. I'm sorry, Louisiana. I have no idea how to say that. Where she boarded and fled. When the coachman arrived back, the determined crowd met the carriage and began to destroy the carriage, and they even stabbed the horses to death. Just as the stories surrounding her cruel and heinous actions towards her slave have circulated, so have the speculations and rumors on where exactly she ended up. It turns out an American poet, William Cullen Bryant, published a journal that uncovers the mystery for us. Bryant wrote that he set sail for France out of New York on June 24th of 1834. He mentions one of his passengers, a pretty-looking French woman, a Madame LaLaurie. He went on to describe the atrocities that she had been accused of, that she had committed such horrible cruelties upon her slaves last winter in New Orleans. Adding that her home had caught fire and in attempts to extinguish the blaze, it was discovered that several of the N-words were confined, some chained in painful postures, and others horribly wounded and scarce alive, end quote. Madame LaLaurie's reputation had made it across the country. Bryant also wrote that Delphine spent time in Mobile before making the journey out of New York with her husband to his native country. Delphine and Louis eventually ended up in Paris, and Delphine's children, technical difficulties. There it is. let's see, Delphine's children coming over to for extended stays. Louis lived off of Delphine's wealth, but grew tired of her complaining and left her in Paris as he made his way to Havana. Shortly after, more of Delphine's family moved to Paris, where they all occupied homes in the first arrondissement. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Okay. She had her family back together. Delphine McCarty LaLaurie died in Paris on December 7th, 1849. The prefecture of the Department of the Seine reports she expired at her domicile, but does not specify the cause of death. Letters between her and her children talk about a lingering illness she had been suffering from. It's safe to speculate that she probably succumbed to whatever the mystery illness was. Even in death, rumors swirled around Delphine. In 1941, claims were made that a mysterious epitaph plate was discovered in St. Louis No. 1 Cemetery. The weathered and corroding plate had the words, Madame LaLaurie, Delphine McCarthy, deceased in Paris of December 7th in 1842. So, they are saying that she had a tomb basically in Paris, but they exhumed her and brought her back to New Orleans. But nobody knows for sure. So, that is why there's a mystery, because nobody really knows exactly where Delphine LaLaurie is. So she could either be in Paris, she could either be in New Orleans. There's a lot of rumors saying that she came back to New Orleans before she died. People just don't know. But that was the closest I could find about her death, was that she basically died from some sort of illness, and now no one knows really where she is. So that is that. But
maybe she's still alive.
Oh, I'm sure she is. So this would not be supernatural smut if we didn't have any kind of paranormal or supernatural accident, right? So the LaLaurie Mansion is very haunted.
Ooh.
Ooh. So let's go over some of those hauntings, and then we've got some fun facts I want to go over.
Fun fact.
Just to kind of put it on a lighter note before we tell y'all goodbye. So, faucets turn on and off on the first floor bathroom. The kitchen door opens and shuts randomly. And also, y'all, I couldn't get any accounts. I couldn't find any, really, because there is a family that is living in the home now, and they are very private. You can't do ghost tours there or anything. And they will have nothing to do with anything involving Madame LaLaurie. They won't talk about it or anything. They're just very private family. So this is all I could find. Carol Williams, the housekeeper, says her experiences with the ghost aren't always good. She frequently hears footsteps when no one is there. You can hear wails of agony in the rooms at night. Doors slam and furniture moves. Slaves are seen walking around the house, and some even have chains. But
I don't know if no one's allowed to go there.
That's the housekeeper. But before it was privately owned, it was several other things. I think I read it was a boarding school. There was also a bar that used the whole haunted thing as, you know, their haunted bar. Come see the ghost and get some spirits or something, you know.
Spirits, right? Why don't you talk about some spirits? I'm going to tell them.
And I mean, okay. Side note, y'all. Every time my dad took us to Florida, I've always been into haunted stuff. He'd always pick a place with some kind of bar in it. And he'd tell me, he'd go, look, they have spirits. It must be haunted. So every restaurant we went to, I was convinced it was just haunted. I was like, oh, this has got to be really haunted. They have lots of spirits here. So how long did I believe that till we went to Florida one year?
She was at least mid-30s.
So, yes, that's pretty embarrassing. But anyway, there is a plot twist to The Hauntings. There was also another ghost. And this other ghost's name, and I'm going to butcher the name, it's Madame Minori Canal. I'm sorry. She committed suicide right after her husband died in the Spanish-American War in 1898. It is reported she choked her little white dog and then hung herself in the attic. Since then, there have been sightings of a woman in a white dress with a little white dog coming down the stairs. Ultimately, reports of this ghost developed as a woman with a distortedly bent neck, bulging eyes, and her tongue hanging out.
Bent neck lady.
Bent neck lady. Haunting of Hill House. Y'all watch that. Okay, so now, fun facts. Nicolas Cage owned the mansion for a long time. Well, a little bit. He had hopes of writing a horror novel, but eventually sold it when he hit hard times. The house brought him nothing but bad fortune and writer's block. And also, Nicolas Cage has a tomb built in the shape of a pyramid in the same cemetery as Marie Laveau. He wanted it that way. And it is inscribed with Omia Ab Uno, which translates to everything from one. It does not have his name on it. But some say that is from his movie National Treasure that he got that quote from. And others say it is from the Illuminati.
Ooh.
Ooh. Also, you can watch some fun stuff about, not fun stuff, but American Horror Story Coven. They covered Madame Delphine LaLaurie. She was played by Kathy Bates, the one that they just took her head out. And it showed, actually, one of the main slaves that it showed that she tortured was the man that had a bull head sewn on his and just the body of a man. But that's honestly one of my favorite seasons of American Horror Story. But they do get back at Madame LaLaurie, so that's a good one to watch. But do you have anything to add?
No.
No?
What about the moose?
Y'all, when we recorded this the first time, I was so embarrassed after we got done recording. We were talking about the American Horror Story Kevin thing, and I was like, yeah, it was a half moose, half man. And I was like, I don't know what it was. I think it was a moose. And then as soon as we stopped recording, I was like, shit, it was a bull.
And we even watched that on American Horror Story.
Yeah, I mean, I felt so dumb. But it was definitely a bull. Watch it not be a bull now. We're going to go back and watch it, and it won't be a bull.
I think it's a bull.
I hope it is, because I feel so stupid. I even called Troy this morning. I was like, we've got to redo it because I cannot leave it saying it's a moose. And then you made a joke about moose knuckles. So.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, do you remember that whole thing about Nicolas Cage? I did it again. I cannot say his name. Nicolas Cage, when everybody thought he was a vampire because it showed that old picture that looked identical to him. Do you remember that?
Yes.
We will post that picture just so you can, if you haven't seen it. I'm sure you have, but if you haven't, it's fascinating, y'all. It is identical, and I'm almost convinced he is something supernatural because that man loves all things New Orleans, and we all know there is something going on in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
So maybe Nicolas Cage is the Count of Saint Germain.
Probably not.
I mean, maybe. Not. Maybe they're friends. That's what it is. They're friends. Okay, y'all. I hope you enjoyed the story. I hope you weren't too totally grossed out.
Better have.
If you want to give us a follow on Instagram so you can see all the visuals I post, you can see what Madame LaLaurie looked like, and I'll get the Nicolas Cage thing posted. It is Supernatural Smut Podcast. If you have any ideas, send them to us at supernaturalsmut1@gmail.com. We do have Twitter, but I don't like Twitter, so I'm never on there. So
some chirp.
I don't know what a chirp is. Oh my goodness. But yeah, I hope y'all have a wonderful week, and I hope y'all make good choices. Do you have anything?
No.
You want to say bye?
No.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
We'll see y'all next week.
Laters.